You're listening to another episode of the Headset Advisor audio blog, where we help you to learn more about headsets, speakerphones, and video conferencing so you can make a more informed buying decision. Even if you're just doing research, this is the place for you. Now, here's your host and author, Doug Merritt.
Hi. Everyone knows the Sony name, and in most cases, Sony is a name that's associated typically with high-quality audio and even video products. In today's blog, I'll be discussing the new Sony XM5 headphones and see how this product stacks up against the former XM4 model, and if it's even an improvement at all. I'll also attempt to answer the question, are these headphones good to use on business and video calls? Hi, my name's Doug Merritt, and I founded Headset Advisor back in 1994. And over the years, we've been helping a lot of people with their questions and needs for technology products to make them more efficient, productive, and in some cases, even more comfortable. Today, I'll be talking about one of those new technology products by Sony. But before I get into the details, there are a couple of things that I need to do first. Number one, I need to thank you for taking time to listen to this blog. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you find this information helpful because I know shopping for headsets and headphones can sometimes get really confusing. The second thing that I need to mention is that we recorded a YouTube video review of this Sony XM5. So if you'd like to watch this video, make sure to check us out on YouTube, and once you get there, just do a quick search for Sony XM5, and the video should pop right up. And if you do watch it, and if you find it helpful, make sure to hit that like button. We'd really appreciate that. Even better, why not consider subscribing to our YouTube channel? Why, you ask? Well, because we're constantly reviewing and comparing all of the latest headsets, speakerphones, webcams, and video conferencing equipment. So make sure to subscribe so you're always up to date on all the latest technology solutions to help make you more efficient, productive, and comfortable when at work or even at play. If you're still listening, then let's find out about the new Sony XM5 headphones. If you're a big fan of Sony products, then you probably know about the XM4. The XM5 is the latest version of those headphones, and in this blog, I'll attempt to draw some comparisons between these two models. Up front, the XM5 is lighter than the XM4, and as we all know, when wearing a headset for long periods of time, the weight of that device does matter. So it's nice that Sony lightened things up on the XM5, which at the end of the day gives you, the person wearing the headphones, a far more comfortable wearing experience. And in terms of just raw appearance, the Sony XM5 is sleek with an attractive, more or less minimalistic look. You won't find this headset covered with protruding, hard-to-locate buttons, which in my opinion adds to its visual appeal. The XM4 collapses for transport, whereas the XM5 model does not. The XM5 comes with a padded case for transporting the headset and keeping it protected from damage. In terms of comfort, the Sony XM5 is lightweight, as I mentioned, and has a generous amount of padding located on the ear cushions and headband. Both of these locations are touch points, so it stands to reason that focus would be placed there for padding designed to enhance your comfort. The headband smoothly moves up and down for a personalized fit. The ear cushions are circumnaural in shape, which helps to seal out surrounding room noise and also helps to capture sound without interference from that room noise. Having a lightweight, properly fitted, padded, and comfortable pair of headphones goes a long ways towards giving you a pleasant wearing experience. In terms of connectivity, the Sony XM5 connects via Bluetooth 5.2, whereas the former model, the XM4, used version 5.0. This means that the XM5 used a newer version of Bluetooth. No earth-shattering difference, admittedly, but the XM5 does use the latest Bluetooth version for what that's worth. The XM5 can also be connected to two devices simultaneously for seamless device switching. So if you want to connect to a mobile phone and tablet, or mobile phone and computer, the XM5 keeps pace with you. You can also connect the headset via a 3.5mm cable, and the cable is just over 3 feet in length. This gives you more connection options above and beyond just Bluetooth alone. Hey, we all like options, and having more than one way to connect isn't a bad thing, right? Being these are Bluetooth headphones, it would make sense if you were wondering about the battery life. Here's what you get with the XM5. For music, 30 hours of use when the active noise cancellation feature is activated. 40 hours of use when the ANC, or active noise cancellation, is turned off. For communications, 24 hours of use when active noise cancellation is on, and 32 when active noise cancellation is not on. Recharge time for the battery is 3.5 hours, and a short 3 minutes on the charger will give you a surprising 3 hours of battery life, which I found that to be a little bit eye-opening. So how does this compare to the former XM4 model? So for starters, for music, the XM4 provided you with 30 hours of battery life with the active noise cancellation feature on and 38 with it off. I didn't really see a stat on battery life when on calls, so I can only assume that it's less than what's stated for music, just like on the XM5. The battery recharge time on the XM4 is similar to the XM5 at 3 hours, so really no appreciable difference between the two. With the Sony XM5, you get Google and Alexa built in. So whichever you prefer, simply say, "Okay, Google," or "Alexa" to activate it. Once set, you have a lot of different ways that you can use your voice to control your headset. You can join Microsoft Teams meetings, react to emails and Outlook, adjust your headset features, and a whole lot more, all by using your voice. This is not only quick, but it's extremely convenient. The Sony XM5 also comes with a feature called Speak to Chat. With this feature, you can pause your music automatically simply by starting a conversation. Once a conversation is initiated, your music will automatically pause and will resume once the conversation is concluded. Removing the headset will also pause the music, and putting it back on allows the music to resume. Moving on to controls, the Sony XM5, they're made by tapping and sliding across the surface of the ear speaker housing. Sony refers to these controls as intuitive touch control settings. So rather than having unsightly hard to locate buttons, the XM5 has a far cleaner, minimalistic look that doesn't have you searching the real estate of your headphones to find a particular button for the features. Now coming up, I'm going to let you know about a cool feature on the XM5 that allows you to hear your surroundings without taking the headphones off. I'll also let you know how it did on our microphone tests, so stick around because I'm coming right back.
If you're shopping for new headsets, then you probably know how hard it can be to find the right one. The choices, well, they just seem endless, which makes it hard to know which one to get. Fortunately, there's a new and easier way to find a compatible headset that's right for your situation. Just go to headsetadvisor.com/quiz, answer a few quick questions, and you'll be instantly matched with the perfect headset. Finding the right headset has never been easier. So go to headsetadvisor.com/quiz to find yours today. Now let's get back to the blog.
Okay, welcome back. Another thing that you can do with the Sony XM5 is to hear your surroundings at will. So If you're listening to music, for example, and you want to hear something in the room you're in, simply place the palm of your hand over the ear speaker housing, and this opens up some microphones that enable you to hear sounds around you. Remove your hand and the feature is deactivated. This is a cool feature that not only is easy to use, but one that allows you to avoid the need to remove the headset every time you want to hear something around you. Very, very nice feature, premium feature at that. Any headset or headphone by today's standards needs to have the ability to remove noise. Removing background noise so your callers don't hear it, or it can be to remove unwanted noise for you, the person wearing the headset. This actually opens up the discussion of the two different types of noise reduction. The first being noise cancellation, with the second being active noise cancellation, often referred to as ANC. So how do these two features differ from each other? Noise cancellation generally refers to noise removal by a headset microphone. This is so your callers don't hear the sounds going on around you, but instead hear you clearly without those background distractions. Active noise cancellation, or ANC for short, is a relatively new feature that gives you, the person wearing the headset, the ability to have some control over the sounds going on around you. This feature plays an important role for those who want to zone in on their work and not be distracted by noisy coworkers and all the other distractive sounds common to many of our work environments. The Sony XM5 comes with 8 microphones, with noise cancellation and active noise cancellation both being standard. Clearly, this places the XM5 squarely in the premium headset category. Active noise cancellation, in particular, isn't a feature that is common to mid-grade headsets and headphones. So once again, that places it in the premium space. Sony placed a lot of emphasis on reducing noise because to help accomplish this, they actually used an AI machine learning algorithm that listened to over 500 million voice samples in order to suppress ambient noise and enhance voice audio quality. So, with all of that being said, how did the Sony XM5 perform when we challenged it against office noise, dogs barking, and of course our annoying Vitamix blender test? Honestly, I was kind of surprised how well it did. Headphones, when compared to purpose-built business-grade headsets, typically don't do as well in noise reduction tests. I have to say that the XM5 is an exception to that rule. We threw loud barking dog noises, office noise, and the blender noise at it. And in each case, the XM5 did an excellent job to not only remove the noise, but it maintained the voice audio quality at the same time, which is not easy to do. Even some business-grade headsets aren't able to do that. So my takeaway impression was extremely favorable when it comes to the XM5's ability to handle noise. So if you're looking for headphones for entertainment, but you want one that can reduce noise at a high level, then the XM5 would be a solid choice for you to consider. Sony, like many other headset manufacturers, offers an app for download for iOS and Android devices. And keeping with the trend of these apps, it allows you to make adjustments to several things relating to headphones. You can adjust the active noise cancellation feature, adjust audio preferences, and a lot more. So if an XM5 is on your wish list, make sure to download the app if one happens to find its way under your Christmas tree this holiday season. So what's my overall takeaway on these headphones? Honestly, I really like the XM5, but like any pair of headphones, it's not perfect. For example, the XM5 could be improved if it came with a USB adapter, which some refer to as a dongle, for use with all of the leading applications like Microsoft Teams, RingCentral, Zoom, and others. By that being omitted, it prevents you from being able to answer and end calls from the headset when you're away from your desk. Additionally, when your microphone is muted, you won't see a notification on the screen of the mute or the unmute status. Something to consider if these are both important features for you. And for many of the people we speak to on a regular basis, being able to answer calls when they're away from their desk is a very, very high priority feature. The USB adapter issue aside, this is a great headset that gives you a comfortable, great sounding, sleek looking, noise reducing headset that connects via Bluetooth as well as through a 3.5 millimeter cable. This is some headphones that not only look modern and minimalistic, but it's a bit like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It may appear to be simple on the outside, but it lacks nothing in the way of technology on the inside. This is a lot of headset for the money. My overall sense is that the Sony XM5 isn't your best choice for a headset if the primary use will be for business purposes, especially if you plan to be on a lot of calls, whether it be audio or video. But if you're looking for headphones that are mainly for entertainment with some business application in the mix, then the XM5 is a headset that really needs to be considered. With so many available headset options and so many technology features popping up in these headsets, you may have questions or even need some technical advice. Headset Advisor has been helping customers since 1994, and one thing for sure is we know headsets. After all, it's our specialty. So if you're confused about which headset is best for your specific needs, or if you need some troubleshooting assistance, then make sure to reach out to us for some help. Oh, and by the way, you won't need to provide us with your credit card number, and you won't be getting any kind of a surprise bill in the mail for that assistance. It's free, just like it's been since 1994 when I started the company. So just go to headsetadvisor.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a Contact Us tab. There you'll see several ways you can contact us, which includes phone, email, text, or even live chat. So if we can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'll be glad to help you. We really will.
That wraps up today's show. We appreciate you tuning in and hope you received some value from today's episode. Make sure to tune in often because we have a lot of new content coming out that you won't want to miss. You can also check us out on social media for more content, special offers, and promotions. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again real soon.